Hello everyone, it's me, Bubba J, and I'm coming to you from my tent, because I'm isometric. I'm in the backyard of Jeff's house all by myself, and I haven't seen anyone for a month or more, except for the yard guy, and when he comes around with his blower, I have to zip up, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I am self-icing and I'm having a blast. And how am I doing that? Well, I'm not really. This blows. But I was told to stay positive. So yeah, I'm positive this blows. This is like being on a tour bus, but there's no tour or bus. Okay, so tips for avoiding catching COVID-19, which is the Chinese virus. But we're not supposed to say it's Chinese because somehow that's racist. But it started in China by the Chinese, so duh. This advice comes directly from the CDC and the WHO. That's right, the Center for Disease Control and the WHO. I don't know why Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend have any say in all this, but they rock. Okay, here we go. In order to not catch the virus, do not leave your house for any reason. But if you do, wear a mask. And not the 50 Shades of Grey mask that goes over your eyes. The other kind that goes over your mouth like when your mom wants you to stop talking. And with these masks, as we've all seen on the news, the masks are completely useless and don't do any good. But they can save your life. So wear it. Got it? Number 8. I don't know what number I'm on. I think it's actually 2. Anyway, remember that there is no reason to go to stores because they're all closed, except for the ones that are open. But you shouldn't go, unless you have to. And when you do go, make sure you wear a mask and gloves, but do not touch any part of yourself or the mask or gloves when putting them on or taking them off. But if you go in public and touch your face, make sure you also kiss your ass. Goodbye. Do not hoard food items. There are plenty of groceries at the grocery stores unless you go when everything is gone. Good luck. Next, don't go to the hospital unless you really, 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 really have to. But if you do go, don't talk to anyone or touch anything ever. If you have to go through a doorway, wait for someone else to open it first, then slip in behind them. Do not go in front of them because they might breathe your direction and then you're screwed. Yeah, and that's another thing. Since the virus can linger in the air for 10 minutes, walking 30 feet in any direction should take no less than half an hour. Walk 10 feet, wait 10 minutes, etc. So, if you have to walk down an apartment hallway to get your mail, do the math. You may need a sack lunch, but don't touch your lunch, just eat it. Remember, this virus can be deadly, but the odds are you'll be fine, but you might not be. So be careful, but don't be crazy. And wear a condom, a mask condom. It's a thing, can't be too careful. Gloves are a huge deterrent to the virus if you don't touch anything that has the virus on it. They say you can wash your gloved hands to get the gloves clean again, but then why did you wear the gloves in the first place if you're just gonna wash your hands with the gloves on? I don't know, just do it. Then throw away the gloves. Remember, if you have COVID-19, you will have symptoms, unless you don't. But you could still become contagious with or without symptoms, or you may already have it and not know it, and you may have or may not be contagious. And there's a possibility that you could get it 2 or 3 times, and then all of this starts all over again with any of the above combination of possibilities. Got it? Also, hold your breath when you flush the toilet. According to some articles and unnamed sources, there may be COVID in your poo. And unlike other times, right now when you flush, you should not breathe in flying air particles of poo. If you do, you could give this virus to yourself. So going to the bathroom is a crapshoot. Not really. This is serious stuff. To conclude, so far at the time right now when I'm making this recording on my flip phone, there is no known cure for this disease. There will be one, but this is like waiting for Christmas without a calendar. One day, we're going to wake up, turn on the news, and ta-da, here's your drugs. But for now, stay safe, don't do anything stupid, and remember, we're all in this together. Not really, because this is my tent, damn it. Sorry, I said damn it. Bye.